This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It doesn't happen by itself. It's not just the people in this room. It's the people in our organization, the entire building. It's our fans, right? It's the people that came before us wearing the red, white, and blue, the Buffalo Bills, right? It's an honor, right? It's an honor. Every day we're in this thing, in this building, together, right? Together. Where's Mr. Pavula?
Right here.
So we got five.
Yeah.
Let's get top one.
All right, let's get top one. I thought he said that. Let's get that one. He is talking one seed. Let's get top. No?
Top one could still be Super Bowl, couldn't it?
It's a very odd thing to say about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess I don't know.
Now I am confused. I thought he said, let's get that one. Either way, Bills locker room, scenes from a win in a snow globe against the San Francisco 49ers.
The point that we were making with Howard about McDermott seeing a little looser this year and like enjoying the moment a little bit more, isn't that the whole fan base? A season of expectations when a team that feels like it's all about January and everything's just in the motions until you get there is like, no, we can have all-time great nights and memories throughout the regular season without having to obsess about what's coming in January.
People can say it's because the expectations were lower. I would say it's something else. They don't have six losses.
Right.
Last year's team was 6-6. It wasn't the expectations that made us freak out. It was they were 6-6. If this team were 6-6, we had a lot more, holy cow, what's wrong? Instead, you've only lost two games. You kind of pointed out that in the list of Bills' seasons, and this is kind of like living in the moment stuff, last year they lost six. How many did they lose the year before? Three.
Yeah.
And that would have been probably like this one. Let's go to that season. That season they finished 14-3, or is it 13-3? It's 13-3. It's only 16 games. The 2022 Bills, 13-3. Did we have magical nights that year? Well, let's go. They opened on the road against the Rams. Magic.
That was a great night. Yeah.
They come home. They beat the Titans 41-7.
That was amazing.
It was amazing.
That was the first time they did the right here, right now with Marv.
That's right. They lost to the Dolphins in the 500-degree game. They come back from that, and they have a comeback win against the Ravens, and then blow the doors off the Steelers 38-3.
Okay.
And then they win at Kansas City. And then they beat the Packers. They lost it to the Jets and the Vikings, stupid loss.
The Packer game was the first weird one that year, though, where they won by 10 on Sunday Night Football, and I remember
the whole thing
being about, what's going on here?
You're probably right about that. Then they lose the goofy game to the Jets and the Vikings. After that, it's a win against the Browns, didn't look great. Win against
the Lions, they needed to pull it out late. Right?
With a magical Allen to Diggs play. They beat the Patriots, they beat the Jets, they beat the Dolphins, they beat the Bears. And then the Hamlin play happens. And then we had magic against the Patriots with the two kickoff returns. Like, that season had its share of magic. It also had near tragedy.
Building up to that Cincinnati game, though, where the Hamlin incident happens, like, I don't know.
They were in the race for the one seed.
I'm trying to think back if it felt the same. Where it felt like it's their year.
2020, you want to do that one?
Sure.
They finished 13-3.
That one, I think it was the same feeling.
That's the first dig season, and that's where after the Hail Mary, they beat the Chargers, they blow out the Niners, beat the Steelers, they win at Denver, that's a party. They have a redemption game against the Patriots.
Yeah.
38-9, 56-26 against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's assumed though, cuz that year that was new. That was year one of all that.
I'm not saying that this is all fake. I'm saying when you only lose twice in 3 months, it's hard to not feel like this is great.
Right.
I mean, they've won seven in a row. So I feel like there are a couple other teams that might feel like don't Lions fans feel like this is magic, even though...
Yeah, they feel like it's their year.
Their expectation 100%. Would have been this is their year and they still feel magic.
Right.
You know the only fan base that doesn't feel magic is the Chiefs. They must be miserable all the time.
Dark magic, I told you.
I know, dark magic. Like, we won another stupid game. Everyone's mad about it.
Do they feel good right now?
Probably. They've won two Super Bowls in a row. And probably.
But, like, this season only.
This is Patrick Waugh. I can't hear you. I've got Stanley Cup rings in my ears, you know?
Yeah, but their standard is so high that, like, I wonder if they – what a Chiefs fan would do. I've got my rings. I'm expecting the greatest thing ever, every single time they step on the football field, and they're beating the Raiders. Aiden O'Connell just drove down the field on us, and we needed another. You might also get annoyed at everyone saying you're just getting lucky, and then when you get lucky again, you know, how does that feel? Everyone keeps telling you you're getting lucky, and then you get lucky again.
Yeah.
Like, I got no comeback still.
Other than...
Well, you do have a comeback.
Rings with Z's. Right.
You, that's the ultimate comeback.
803-0550. Okay, so the NFL suspended Azeez Al-Shaahir 3 games. Joe, watch this hit. Watch how Trevor Lawrence slides. You see how vertical he is?
Yeah. He's not really up against the turf.
Listen, this is not victim
blaming. It's why his head can bounce off the
turf. That's right. This is not victim blaming. But let's think about this for look at the freeze frame of the slide.
Yeah, their heads are level.
Their heads are level. That's a bad slide. I'm not blaming Trevor Lawrence. A guy got suspended for 3 games. That's fine with me. Rex went off about the slides yesterday, about how in college football every week this happens. Trent Green got blasted like this. Is there a concussion on every slide? Of course not. A lot of slides are farther away from defenders. But you are putting the defender in a position to make the judgment instantly. I've got to make an instant judgment call. Go back and watch the highlight again of Trevor Lawrence sliding. He's running full speed. He's not slow. Full speed. And then he wants to do one of those pop-up slides you do in baseball when you slide into second base comfortably, where you put your foot out.
Your back is kind of up.
And you stand right up. That looks like a slide and stand up. He's not down low on the ground trying to avoid contact. Not blaming Trevor Lawrence here. I want to talk about slides in general. The slide has become part of the problem.
Yeah.
That's a bad slide. You should teach to not slide like Trevor Lawrence did there. Now the rules protect you when you slide. But It's a bad slide.
I'm good. I'm good attacking the slide here too, because this is not this play. Like this play, Al-Shaahir, I think, deserves the suspension. Like he is a rocket in there and makes no attempt to dive out of the way or anything. There are plays though that I'll say about this is where the slide can annoy me, is when a defender sees a quarterback sliding. What is the job now?
You're supposed to roll away from him.
You're supposed to roll away from him, or you're supposed to jump out of the way.
Yes.
Right? Maybe jump over him even.
Yes.
It feels like every time a defender does that, the offense still goes after him. Right?
Yeah.
Like a guy leaps over your quarterback. Oh, he just took a shot at his head. Like, no, dude, I was protecting your guy. And then the five offensive linemen just drag him into the sidelines anyway. So yeah, I'm good with it.
Well,
I'm good with not, you know, trying something else.
NFL VP John.
Allen, did you see how Allen slides now? He doesn't do it like Lawrence.
No,
it's
of course.
It's like a side slide.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not all slides are created equal. So NFL VP John Runyan issuing a statement on this three-game suspension because Al-Shaahir is a repeat offender. Three games.
Which is why he doesn't deserve a benefit.
Right. Yeah. Continued disregard for NFL playing rules puts the health and safety of both you and your opponents in jeopardy and will not be tolerated. My point is simply this. Like, okay, you're the quarterback. You're the team on offense. Once a guy does that to you, it's a little bit like we have this conversation in hockey all the time. The guy that does the hit should have to sit as long as the guy that's hurt, which is, of course, never going to happen and not realistic. Mm-hmm. But if you're a fourth liner and you concuss Sidney Crosby, trade, worth it. We'll take that. And if you're the Texans, let's say this is a playoff game. We had an NFL scandal where there was a bounty on quarterbacks, on players to hurt them. Because we know if you are a player and you knock the starting quarterback out of the game, you might get a 15-yard penalty. You might get ejected. You might also be a hero because your team's going to win. Did the Texans win that game? Would they have won it if Trevor Lawrence played? Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not.
So you're over here saying, but the rules. I, as a quarterback or a coach of a quarterback or a coordinator or a head coach, any level up the chain of a guy who's trying to protect Trevor Lawrence, my next meeting with him is bringing him into the room and saying, like, all right, let's talk about how you're going to slide now. Because we should not be in the business of trusting Azeez Al-Shaahir to play by the rules.
Who you're going to play twice a year.
Yes.
Yeah. The next time you play him, are you going to want to slide like that?
Don't put yourself in that position. Make sure that you can do more.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
To protect yourself, and the slide is part of the problem.
Although the next time, like this happened, the guy who was actually on the Bills practice squad right now, Kareem Jackson, he got suspended for doing something like this last year, and then he came back and he did it immediately again. And the
point is, so this guy's a repeat offender, suspended 3 games. 4 games from now,
right,
he'll be on the field again. The Bills might play this guy in the playoffs. Josh, don't slide.
Yeah.
That's my point.
I think there are calls for this dude to never play in the league again, which I think is overreacting. I think he deserves a suspension.
But it could be a clean. It could be a clean player that doesn't stop in time. And if you slide like Lawrence slid, you're going to be vulnerable to whether it's a cheap shot or an accident. I mean, Al-Shaahir said it was an accident. He didn't mean to hit him like that. Whatever. You don't have to take him to believe that. But
his statement was weird. He kind of said, "I mean to hit guys
as hard as I can.
Like that, and I just don't want them to be hurt after. So maybe that's, like, he did mean to hit him like that, and he just didn't want him to be hurt.
That's every NFL defensive player, is it not?
Yeah, but some guys maybe take it, you know. Some guys definitely take it too far. A lot of them are safeties, by the way.
I mean, Taylor Rapp.
Taylor Rapp was this.
He hits guys.
Poyer is that right now.
Yes, he is. Hamlin has been a pretty... He's hit dudes pretty hard before.
Yeah.
Milano broke Mike White in half. The job is hit and hit hard. Play physical. What happens when you smash a guy in the open field? You get a flag if it's a defenseless receiver. Or you get congratulated and celebrated by teammates. It's a violent game that on one side of the ball, you want violent collisions. You want to send a message. You want all this. So as an offensive player, we're yelling at Josh to get out of bounds. Why? Hey, go down. Get out of bounds. Protect yourself. Why? Because why would we ever trust the other team to be careful with him? That's not their job. 803-0550. Brian and Clarence has chimed in on this. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great topic. Just wanted to chime in a little bit. Used to play a little ball back in the day, and this guy is a repeat offender, and I agree with you. Lawrence could have done a better job, you know, committing to that slide, but this guy loads up with his forearm pad with an intent to injure, in my opinion. Anyway, I'll hang up. Great show. Great topic. Go Bills.
Thanks, Brian. I mean, we don't have the maybe we do. Maybe Slomo could do it. I don't know if the concussion comes on the forearm pad or if it certainly comes on the ground. The ground causes more concussions than a forearm pad would.
Yeah.
The ground. These quarterbacks getting hurt. Think about all the Tua concussions. His most recent one was lowering his head into DeMar Hamlin. The others were what? He needed to learn how to fall because right. He got Milano pushed him back on the ground. Concussion. Then he's whipped to the ground by a Bengals player. How did he get the concussion? Bang. Turf. Happened again against the Packers later in the year. How? Turf. Like, the ground is your concussion machine. And a slide like Lawrence is inviting the ground to be a part of it. So
he does, again, like the tough part about this is that you're having to do it in slow motion. He raises his forearm after the slide has begun. But again, it's kind of not fair because it's moving a million miles an hour, the play. And if you slow it down, okay, forearm is still down when Lawrence is starting the slide. And then it comes up.
Yeah.
Which is, again, that's part of the reason why, though, when you're a repeat offender, you don't deserve the benefit of the doubt.
And
I think,
like,
both these things can be true. I think the dude deserves all the blame, but also if you're a quarterback on the other side, there is a safer way to do it
for
than
sure.
putting your knee down and sliding up like that.
And yeah, rather than, trust me, I'm not blaming Lawrence. I'm more along the lines of there's probably some sort of fable about foxes and hen houses. Like, don't trust the fox to not smash you, you know?
Yeah.
Take your own precautions. And sliding can be, well, a big difference in the way you do it. 803-0550, 1-888-552-550 to join us. So, by the way, Thursday, Packers and Lions. It's pretty good.
That's a great game.
Yes.
So super good.
Packers-Lions on Thursday. That means the Lions get a mini bye in prepping for the Bills.
Yep. I'm very excited to see what that game looks like. Is the whole, if they... Does it matter what the standings look like? Is that game going to be built as Super Bowl preview no matter what?
Yes.
Or does it have to be the Bills beat the Rams and the Chiefs lose and the Bills are sitting in the one seed? Like, do they have to be top in their conference both ways, or is it going to be Super Bowl preview no matter what?
Super Bowl preview no matter what. I feel like you could have said that about Eagles-Ravens this week. Definitely.
Not nationally, though.
Sure. Super Bowl preview.
Like, that's not the headline. For Ravens and Eagles.
Whatever. I mean,
Bills and Lions, it's like, that to me is the headline. Like, this is the most likely Super Bowl matchup.
Is it right now?
Yes. Right?
I don't know. Let me open up my app and find out what the odds are.
I bet that's the most likely Super Bowl matchup.
The favorite?
Yeah. Well, if the Bills are favored for the one seed, then I think they would be favored to win the AFC, wouldn't they? I haven't looked.
Let me check that. Kevin in Buffalo. Hey, Kevin, good morning.
Hey, on this slide thing, I don't know if anybody brought it up or not, but I was at that game last year in the playoffs when Josh fake slid and scored a touchdown, and Kirkpatrick let up on that. He was going to hit him, and then he thought he was going to slide, And I always wondered if he got talked to about that, because that kind of stuff puts quarterbacks in jeopardy.
Yeah, I don't think so.
The Steeler game last year, right? Steeler game. We're talking about?
Some said he did a fake slide. Some said he just paused.
I think he cut left. That's all I thought he did.
But the point is that Kevin brings up, it doesn't matter. It looks like he's going to slide, and then he takes a step. If you're a defender that knows I can hit a quarterback, you hit him. If that's not a quarterback, you hit that player. Instead, he's got to let up a little bit and wait and see, what's this guy going to do? And in the age of quarterbacks making guys look stupid, what does that guy do? He runs right past him. So I don't think it was a fake slide. Kenny Pickett got a fake slide in college, and then they made it illegal.
Yep.
Thanks, Kevin. 803-0550 is our phone number. Looking up some NFL futures for you here.
I'm watching that Steeler run again. I remember this from last winter. I never thought that he fake slid.
No.
I thought he cut left, cut right, came back left. That's all he did. The Kenny Pickett one, if you ever watch that one back from college, is like egregious. Like it is really bad. Is so easy. It's a fake slide. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Like it's all he's trying to do. Yeah.
Bills v. Lions is plus 650. And
is that the favorite?
Well, let me see what I can find. What else can I find?
I mean, Chiefs-Lions would probably be close, I would think.
I got to find all the Lions matchups. Chiefs-Lions, you
think? They do it by team?
Yeah. Chiefs-Lions is plus 750. I believe Bills-Lions
is the favorite?
Yeah.
Who could have thunk 15 years ago that Detroit and Buffalo would be the favorites?
Yeah, all right. Well, let's get a break in. I'm going to get you the Jaron Joe Knowledge Emporium. And I got to get you this Brady clip about Daniel Jones. I've got a new thing,
yeah.
A new way. Sometimes this will happen. Someone will say to you, hey, next time you're watching fill in the blank, notice how this is all they do. And then you can't unsee it and the thing is ruined forever.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I hope not to ruin Brady for everybody.
Ruin Brady for everybody?
But I want you to hear what he had to say about Daniel Jones last week and why. I think it is one of the problems, one of the roadblocks to Brady being good at what he currently does. He has one, in my opinion, big problem. Get you that highlight. And the Knowledge Emporium, things you need to know about every team you didn't know you need to know.